on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, official credit union of Colorado State Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Black Hawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackHawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by WaterPik. Now the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from CB and Potts, Collindale. Here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody back. We're at CB and Potts, Collindale, as we are each and every Monday night for the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Here celebrating another Colorado State Ram victory. They did it on a homecoming Saturday in front of the fourth largest crowd in the history of Canvas Stadium. They beat San Jose State 32-14 in dominating fashion, and the Rams are off to a 1-0 start in Mountain West Conference play. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, with you, joined by head football coach Steve Adazio. Coach, congratulations on the victory. I know it's great to get out of the gates in conference play with a win.
Yeah, it's just great to win, and it was great to win in our home stadium with a tremendous crowd, as you said, and really in a great, great atmosphere. And, we're just thrilled to death and so grateful to our fans and our alumni for, you know, being there, and it just was a great day in college football for everybody, but for us particularly. And you know, this is a returning conference champion that returned all their starters and a good football team, and I thought that we played well in all three phases and was pleased with the progress that we're making.
You go back to that atmosphere, and we thought there'd be a pretty good crowd. Obviously, homecoming will bring a lot of people back to campus. And,
yeah.
And then you get the afternoon kickoff. We talked about that always helping the crowd rather than an 8:15 kickoff.
Right.
But I imagine you guys had to feel great coming out of that tunnel on Saturday, and for the players just to see that place packed. I mean, that was a big-time college football atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I've only been here a short while, and people obviously here have been here forever, and maybe
looking
not
around,
forever.
Looking around the room, there's a few of us here.
Well, when I met Jim Smith's head coach on Friday evening, and he's 99 years old, I said, "No, that's forever now." I mean, and he looked better than me. I mean, he's sharper, better looking, more physically capable than I am right now at 62.
Yep.
So. Holy cow.
Coach Mike Lude. Yeah, Mike Lude was in the
Coach Lude was unbelievable. I mean, I'm still stunned by the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what's exciting to me is the fact of what this can be. You know, if we can continue to put a good product on the field and continue to win, I think the energy and the excitement here in Fort Collins and Canvas Stadium can continue to grow, and this can just be one of those great college venues. And really be a fantastic thing. I mean, where else do you want to spend Saturday in the fall? I mean, there's nothing better than at that stadium on a football Saturday. I mean, it's fantastic. And it's such a cool place because it's kind of like I've been in other places where, like, this is accessible to everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for families and everybody, they can enjoy a great day of college sports, college football. So fun.
We were right here last week talking about the fact that you're coming off a bye week. You're starting up conference play. And yeah, the bye week's helping you get a little bit healthier at some spots.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you felt like you were playing good football. And like, you take a week off. Are you able to sustain that? Well, you got your answer in a resounding way on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out well, you know, and who knew, right? I mean, you don't always know what's going to happen here with, bye weeks. But our players did a phenomenal job. They were locked in. They were ready to roll, and I thought they were just fantastic, you know. So, but we have no bye week this week.
Nope.
And we've got a short week. We got to go out to New Mexico and play this wild defense that they play that is just unorthodoxed. So we have a lot of work to get done here for this game and back into the normal grind.
Yeah, again, the Rams are going to get New Mexico down at University Stadium in Albuquerque coming up on Saturday night at 5 p.m. kickoff. And we'll talk about that defense because Rocky Long was a longtime coach there, went to San Diego State as well, has had success everywhere, and now he's back at his alma mater. as a defensive coordinator. Danny Gonzalez, their head coach, who was a protege, a player, an assistant coach for Coach Rocky Long. It's kind of interesting to see the circle of life, if you will. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's start with that opening drive for your offense. And again, if you had any doubts, if you were going to have a little bit of rust going into that game, at least for the offense, that was erased on the opening drive. You get the opening kickoff, go right down the field. I think it was, what, 8-9 plays, 75 yards, and you did it quickly. I think it was about a 3-minute drive for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we executed at a high level. I mean, Ajon Vivens is here with us, and you'll visit with him, but he played extremely fast. I mean, was hitting those holes really, really quickly. So I had a great day. Yeah. And Jalen Thomas ran hard as well. The line played well. The tight ends played well. And I thought our quarterback played really well. He was, 19 of 23, 18 of 22, somewhere in that range, and distributed the ball really well. And I thought guys stepped up. You saw Ty McCullough step up and E.J. Scott step up. And so we had a lot, we hoped to get healthier in the bye week. We might have got more rested, but a couple guys that we thought we'd get back, we didn't get back. But other guys stepped up and played, really, really, really well, and it led to those kinds of drives. And, I think the thing that we feel we left on the field were some points. Sometimes we have to finish these drives still. Some real good things happened. We came out in third quarter and we shut them out on defense and we put 10 points up on offense. So that was something we needed to do, was come out of the half well. But in the first half, on the second series after the pick, they had gone down the field. We picked the ball, say, on our 20, whatever it was. We went down the field some 60, 70 yards, but we stalled. And, we've got to be able to finish those drives, because we scored 3 field goals in that game but had 3 touchdown opportunities. So we left on the field. We got 9 points. We should have had 21 points.
Right.
So those are the things that I feel like we still have to clean up.
Yeah, I think on the 2 field goal drives for you guys in that first half, I believe you had it first and goal on each of those drives and not able to get it in. And look, we're all impressed by Caden Camper. We love seeing him boot through field goals, just not sure if you want him to boot through 6.
Yeah, I mean, well, whatever it takes, but I'd rather score touchdowns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think when you have touchdowns, when we went in at halftime, the score was 17-6, and we were totally dominating the game.
Yeah.
But as we, not to bring up bad memories, but we more than dominated the game against Vanderbilt. We had over 300-something yards of offense against Vanderbilt at halftime. Mm-hmm. The stats were more twisted, and we came out poorly in the third quarter, and it bit us. You don't like it. When you're dominating a game, you'd like to have more points to show for it than we did at half. So I think that's something we need to work on. It's just finishing. I really feel like sometimes we get down there and silly things start to happen. And that's focus and attention and kind of grinding through the fatigue of the drive. I think we're getting better there, but there's definitely room for more improvement there.
Yeah, it kind of had a feel, that Vanderbilt game. We talked about it on our broadcast, where all of a sudden it's 13-0. Of course, the Vanderbilt game is 14-0. Then San Jose State gets that late scoring drive to close out the first half. It's kind of what Vanderbilt did as well. But, I thought it was really key for you guys to the one drive where you probably were really thrilled to get the 3 points was the final drive of that first half, because you virtually had no time left. But to be able to go down the field and instead of a 13-7 game, kick the field goal, make it 16-7, take some of that momentum back from the opponent. I mean, to me, that was a huge drive for you guys, just to get you into halftime feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, there were some great throws and catches in that drive, and I thought our guys did a really good job with that, and that was critical. And that's all part of it, is to have the confidence and the wherewithal to be able to take it with little time left before the half, and don't sit on it. Try to go score. And there are times for that, and then there'll be times when that's not the best judgment. You just got to take a look at the flow, ebb and flow of a game sometimes. But we felt confident that, we were firing at a pretty good level, and we were like, let's just go get points here. Let's try to find a way to get down the field. And we did, and our defense was playing well. When your defense is playing well, that impacts those decisions. If your defense wasn't playing so well, you might say, let's get in at halftime here and regroup. But just in case, you leave too much time on the clock and then they score before the half again. So these are all decisions you have to make. Sometimes you're right on them, sometimes you're not. And they're judgment calls, and not always the right ones.
Yeah. You talked about the third quarter, and I know third quarter has been an issue at times for you guys here this season. And again, you don't want to bring up the Vanderbilt game again, but that's happened, the Vanderbilt game, right? So the third quarter, do you guys address that at all and say, hey, I mean, obviously you talk about it, but do you make it a point of emphasis to say, guys, we have got to be better in the third quarter?
Well, one of the things we did at practice last week, I don't even know if Ajon remembers this, I tried to pull the team up halfway through the practice and say, okay, here we are. You know, this is halftime. We're going into the third quarter. Just trying to make an emphasis. We've got to sustain our intensity and our focus and our execution. Our third quarter issues have been penalties and a couple turnovers. And those are not acceptable. And we've got to get those wiped off. We did not do that against Toledo. We had a good third quarter against Toledo. That right. was a win. We had a good 10-3. Third quarter here, and that was a win. Yep. I mean, you know, you have to do those things. And you got to play good team football. You know, if the offense and defense both can execute at a high level in the third quarter, then those are good things. And, you know, I think that's obviously where we're heading and trending, and that's what we've got to keep doing.
All right, well, that defense, they got a big stop coming out of halftime. It, I think, gave up maybe one first down, but able to get the stop. You get the punt, and time to take a look back at last week's extraordinary moment presented by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State University. And to me, the extraordinary moment was the bomb. 60 yarders to Ty McCullough. And you and I were talking in your office on Friday night. Hey, how do you get more explosive plays when you are shorthanded on some of your key offensive players? Well, Todd put a perfect ball, and McCullough, man, he made a great play on it, and bam, just like that, 23-7, and I thought at that point you could kind of sense that game had just completely turned.
Yeah, I mean, that was a key play of the game, and you know, here's the thing that I said to our team, here's the thing that I've said out in public, I think I said it at a press conference, I'm not sure, but Ty McCullough has had a great 2 weeks. He has changed – in those 2 weeks, I mean, his attention to detail, his energy, his intensity. I mean, just little things like we'd throw a deep ball in practice and he'd hit the ground. He might be out for like two series because he's like, you know, got the wind or something knocked out of him. Now all of a sudden he kind of started getting up and he's like, but he goes. And then all of a sudden he gets up and he doesn't feel anything. And the next thing you know, he's a leader and he's being vocal. And so that's not an accident that happened. That's reflective of the last couple weeks that he's been getting better and better. And I look at Ajon. I use him as an example. I mean, I've been saying for weeks now, I'd say, you know, I'd comment to the team after practice about the way he practiced. He practiced at a different speed than everybody else. Okay, so not shocking that all of a sudden now you see his play in the field is becoming that way. It's the same with Ty McCullough. So, like, it's a great learning lesson. It's a great opportunity for young players to say, listen, how you practice matters. The intensity of what you practice with, we call game reps. You have to have game reps in practice. You don't have game reps going three-quarter tempo or without maximal intensity. And we're starting to get more and more players are figuring that out. And the more players we have those kind of high-level game reps, that's when they start to emerge, you know, in the game.
Right.
So it's not like by happen chance, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I don't see that at practice, I get nervous, you know, because I've been in this long enough to know that. And, I, you know, it's funny. You know, we looked at Nick Saban as one of the, you know, which he is, I mean, one of the all-time greatest coaches in the history of the game. And if you listen to his press conference last week, it was an interesting press conference. He just kind of went on and talked about, you know, the game, it's not on the game. It starts on Tuesday or whatever your first day of the week is. And it's a slow build. And it's what happens on that practice field. And they've got to do a better job on that practice field because there were things that didn't happen during the week that all of a sudden it's not shocking what happened on Saturday. It was interesting to listen to him talk about his team. And that's the key. How do you maximize every day during the week? How do you get the players to understand that they have to maximize every practice and every play during the week? When you have a really good football team, that's your team culture. You know, we talk about leadership as setting a standard. Hold everybody to that standard, whether it's your position group, whether, you know, I do that for the coaches. Leadership is set a standard, hold everybody to the standard. And when your team holds each other to a standard and that standard's really high, you got a chance to have a good football team. And that's what we're trying to strive to get to. We're not a finished product yet by any means, but we're trying to get there. More and more guys pick that habit up. Before you know it, that's contagious. That's when really good – I would suspect that's what happened here when Coach Lubick had that great run here. I would suspect that there was a combination of smart recruiting, great development, and a team culture that set a standard and held everybody to that standard.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And that stuff stacks on itself, right? I mean, you look at Ty McCullough. You said he's had a great 2 weeks. And, okay, so – how do you perform in the game? Next thing you know, he makes a couple of big plays. He had another catch back, I think, in the opening drive of the contest. But all of a sudden, that's a kid that wakes up on Sunday morning and says, hey, I'm going to go out this week
right.
and practice the exact same way I have the last 2 weeks because clearly it makes a difference.
That's the hope. And he's certainly a really super talented guy. So, you know, I mean, and then that standard infiltrates that room. And then all of a sudden another guy in that room wants to do the same thing. And guys are competitive. And so they see guys, you know, bearing fruit. They want to bear fruit.
Yeah,
it's just the way this thing has to roll. Now, hey, there's going to be gains and comebacks and gains, but you got to keep the trend going forward and upward, you know?
Yep.
And that's the key.
Yeah, E.J. Scott, another one of those wide receivers that played perhaps his best game of the season, hauled in four catches on Saturday afternoon. Rams knock off San Jose State 32-14. And again, they get New Mexico on the road coming up on Saturday. As Coach mentioned, Ajon Vivens in the house, running back from Denver. We're going to talk to him in a couple of segments, but first we'll take a timeout. More to come with head coach Steve Adazio after this timeout from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See agents Peter Aiello in Westminster, Doug Mayer in Denver, or Paul Dovenbarger in Greeley today.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Hey there, this is Mike Golic, and I am back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
CSU football on your home of the Rams. Power 102.9.
All right, welcome back. We're at CBM Potts, Collindale, and Fort Collins, the Coors Light Stephen Azio Coaches Show. Take it right up until 8 p.m. here tonight. As a reminder, Ajon Vivens, running back for the Rams, going to be joining us coming up here in the next segment. But we continue our conversation with the head coach, and we continue our last week in review. It's presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. The Rams got a 32-14 dominating victory over San Jose State in front of the fourth largest crowd in the history of the stadium. It was truly a fun afternoon. You know, we talked a lot about the offense there in that first segment, and we brought up the defense a little bit, but this is a defense, Steve, you continue to watch them grow throughout the course of the year. They're getting better and better and better, and I know San Jose State tacked on a late touchdown at the end of the game. You had some of your twos rotating in, but they did not cross the 200-yard threshold until there was 2 minutes to go in the game. You forced three turnovers. I mean, it was another terrific effort by your crew.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing really well right now, and I think our front is playing very, very well. Obviously, Toby is healthy and playing well, and Patchin and Manny and Dev and the linebackers. And I think our back end is continuing to develop. You know, it's interesting. You know, we started out preseason camp. We only had four games last year, and we started out camp, and Logan Stewart was out with his ankle and didn't take a snap in camp. And then Marshawn Cameron had a Jones fracture and missed all of training camp. And then Henry got hurt. And it just seemed like, wow. And then we opened up with Linwood Crump on the third day of practice, had a shoulder surgery done for the year. So, you know, we were really young. We were playing some freshmen. But now we're starting to catch up a little bit. Some of the guys that were hurt have played themselves back into form a little bit. And some of the young guys have gained some real game experience. We're still young. We got a long way to go back there, but we're making a lot of progress. So I think the progress in the back end, coupled with the domination of how we're playing up front, which is what we didn't have Toby. I don't know if we had him week two. We certainly didn't have him week one.
Didn't have him week one.
And
right.
And I felt like that hurt us. We had Patchin playing where he played at. He was mispositioned. So we're playing at a pretty high level on defense right now, which is great. And continuing to trend and get better and get after the quarterback and do a lot of good things. So we just got to keep that trajectory going, you know, and that'll fluctuate a little bit based on who you're playing and how good they are on that side of the ball, right?
Yeah.
When some, you know, we will play some extremely talented throwing outfits, and that'll stress us now. So we just got to keep growing and keep developing.
You guys were able to get after the quarterback on Saturday. I thought very well. I think you only ended up with three sacks, but man, the quarterback that San Jose State threw out there is a kid who's played running back for him. He's played wide receiver for him. I mean, you can make the argument he's their best athlete on their team. And you guys probably could have had three, four more sacks if there was a less mobile quarterback in that offensive backfield.
Yeah, he was extremely elusive.
Yeah.
And made some great plays with his feet because of that. But, yeah, I would think if we would have had a few more if we had had a guy that wasn't quite so explosive as he was.
Yeah. How about Jack Howell, though? I mean, you talked about the youth on the back end. You know, Blackburn played last year as a true freshman. He was a kid who enrolled early. Jack Howell playing this year as a true freshman. A kid who enrolled early, but to see him come up with a big pick, and I mean, you guys go up 7-0. It looks like San Jose State is looking for the answer. I mean, that's a big play early in that football game, and for a freshman to step up and do it was fun.
Yeah, I think Jack's got a lot of football in him. I mean, you know, some guys have a real, you know, just have a knack, like Robert Floyd. They just got a lot of ball to him. Other guys sometimes are a little slower developing. But you know, anytime with the young guys, you know. You know, like Robert had that great pick against Iowa, but then there may be a coverage issue. You know, Jack has that great interception, but we had a little coverage issue on, you know. So you're going to have some of these things with these young guys. They're gaining experience. They're young guys, but they're talented. And they're kind of ball guys. They're kind of natural. And so I'd say there's little doubt that both those guys are examples of two young men, two freshmen, who will become exceptional players here.
Yep.
I mean, I would think that would be the case.
All right, final thoughts as we wrap up the San Jose State game. Hey, let's go back to Caden Camper, because after the Vanderbilt game, we were talking about this. He's one of four. I, as a kicker, and I'm guessing you could probably lose your confidence fairly quickly, but he came back in Toledo, went 5-for-5, and then he went 6 for 6 on Saturday. And it's not just 6 for 6. I mean, some of those were some chip shots, but a 53-yarder mixed in there, Steve.
Yeah, well, the wind was swirling in that stadium.
53, career long for him.
So here's a lesson for everybody, okay? I mean, you know, I had a lot of people like, hey, what are you going to do about that kicker? And, you know, just trying to, you know, like, steady in the boat, man. Keep the faith a little bit. The guy, you know, he's a young guy. He doesn't have a ton of experience. You know, this is a young guy that I get it, you know. Yeah. But he hadn't had any game experience, but he had a great leg. And here's what happened. Here's the truth of the matter. In preseason camp, he was nothing less than sensational, okay? Yeah. Yeah. And then he got into the first game and two, and honestly, like, he got a little big for him. That's life. That's what happens. And guys haven't played a lot of snaps. It can get a little big for you. It got a little big for him. We created a lot of stuff for him in practice. You know, we every time he kicks now in practice, the whole team comes out on the field. We throw bags at his feet. I push him before he starts his approach. Yeah. I put my hands in front of his face. We do everything we can to create utter distraction and chaos for him. And he just kind of settled into that. And that has – I mean, I don't know if that's really the answer, right? But, I mean – all of a sudden, like, he has just kind of settled in, and his confidence is booming. It's a lesson to me as a head coach, too. You know, I can get really hard on guys. And sometimes, you know, you just got to pull yourself back a little bit and say, okay, what's the best way to motivate? Not everybody gets motivated the same way. Right. Not everybody needs you up in their jug screaming and hollering at them, right? Mm-hmm. Some guys are motivated a little bit differently. And however that happened, I think Caden found that way to have the right buttons pushed so that his talent would come forward. And it did. And that's a credit to him. And it's a lesson to me and a lesson, I think, to everybody that, you know, sometimes, you know, we all want it now, but sometimes there's a development process. And it happens a lot at that position. It happens a lot at the quarterback position. I mean, it happens at the running back position. Right. I mean, here's a guy who played wide receiver.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we move him to running back, and we saw the great promise that he has, you know. And the, you know, you see some good plays, you see some not good plays, but all of a sudden now you're seeing a confident, explosive guy. So that's another guy. There's an example of a guy that's, he hasn't seen his top end yet. His top end will be scary. Haven't seen it yet, but he's working towards that. And so we just gotta, you know, this is the fun part about it, you know. And sometimes, like, listen, I act like, you know, I have no patience, none. And so I'm you know, I'm the worst of everybody, you know. So I mean, you know, my whole thing. I don't even know how to coach a kicker. I just tell him, just kick the ball, will you? Good God Almighty, how hard can that be? You know, I mean, we got people say, oh, but you're gonna bring Caden Campbell to Radio. I'm not bringing him here. Let him kick a few more field goals, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you clearly know how to coach kickers, though, because it's working. He's made 11 straight since you started.
It's got nothing
face
to do with me. Trust me on that one right now. Zero to do here. I know what that's all about. No, he's got it. He's got it. You know what else is really – I'll tell you guys something else pretty funny about Caden Camber. All of a sudden, Stoney, you know, he thinks he's hurt when he, like, you know, steps on a leaf, right? So last week, Stoney decided, he sprained his – he sprained his ankle walking up the ramp or something at Iowa. I don't know what he did. All right. So, anyways, you know, Stoney, man, he can't punt on Tuesday or whatever day it was. I'm like, are you kidding me? So, all of a sudden, Caden Camber starts punting the ball. Mm. Well, you see that big leg he's got?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm like, one punt shanked. The next punt is like, oh, my God.
Right. Could have a punter for next year.
Oh, I think we got a punter for next year.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, he needs to work at it, but, yeah, like, it kind of was natural, you know? And it's like, holy cow, this kid can kick off. He can kick field goals. He can punt. I mean, what a cool deal.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about a kicker right now.
No, we are. Yeah. We are. But he has made
way
11 straight.
Way too much
He's
now.
He's made 11 straight.
Way too much.
All right, well, let's talk about a running back, and we'll talk with Ajon Vivens. He is in the house tonight, and we're going to take a timeout and talk to the junior from Mullen High School out of Denver. Stay with us. The Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support. To focus less on finding a loan more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. And today, we're proud to sponsor the Colorado State Rams. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of Colorado State University, and let's have a winning season. Go Rams!
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
See Robert Effinger in Arvada, Dan Brewington in Longmont, or Mandy Masters in Fort Collins today.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
CSU football on your home of the Rams. Power 102.9.
All right, we welcome everybody back to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. We're live at CBN Potts Collindale here on a Monday night and celebrating yet another Colorado State win. Rams coming off a victory against San Jose State, 32-14, a homecoming win, and the Rams now off to a 1-0 start in Mountain West Conference play. All right, help me welcome to the program junior running back Ajon Vivens. How's it going? Hey, John, they love you here. They love you.
Great to be here.
Yeah, hey, why not? Thanks for popping by tonight. And, well, let's just first start with Saturday. I mean, how good did that feel to come out in front of nearly 35,000 fans, a homecoming Saturday? You get the leaves falling. I mean, it's just – it's what football is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It was great coming out and seeing the fan support we had. And, you know, we really wanted to come out and get that win. We worked hard for it, so – it was just a great Saturday overall.
Talk a little bit about the trajectory of this team because, you know, you seem to be playing better and better each and every week collectively as a team. And look, I know you thought you probably could have won at Iowa a couple of weeks ago, weren't able to get it done, but then to come back against the defending Mountain West Conference champions on Saturday and to do what you did to them, I thought was impressive. But talk to us a little bit about the progression of this football team.
Well, you know, it was hard for us to, you know, come out the season the way we did, but you kind of have to look internally and, you know, figure out, okay, well, we have things that we need to get better at. So we decided that we're going to take that practice by practice, you know, no matter which day it was, continue to try to get as good as we can, get better every day. Because, you know, as coach likes to tell us, you either get better or you get worse. So how do you find, you know, ways to get better and better every day?
Yeah, there's no staying the same, is there?
Definitely
you're either
not.
Getting better or you're getting worse. There's no staying static. Well, you've been getting better and better as the year has gone on, too. 31 carries for Ajon on Saturday for 114 yards. 31 carries. All right, so we had David Bailey on the show a couple of weeks ago after the Toledo game. He carried it 30 times that game. So I asked him, I was like, man, how do you feel after a game like that? So, hey, we're going to ask you, how do you feel the day after a game you carry it 31 times?
You know, your body's a little beat up, but you feel great after a win, I'll tell you that.
That's right. Makes it better, doesn't it?
Yes.
Winning solves everything,
no
question. But, you know, David has 240 pounds he has to absorb those hits. You're out there at about 200 pounds, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. During the course of a game, do you think to yourself, man, I've carried the football a lot here today, or is it just all just kind of one play after another and you don't really think about that stuff throughout the course of the game?
Yeah, you're not really, you know, sure. You know, there was a point in the game where I was like, you know, I'm kind of getting my opportunities here. So, you know, it's always great to see. But, you know, I really just say, you know, focus on each play, taking it one at a time, trying to get the best out of it.
Ajon Vivens, running back for Colorado State, joining us here on the program. Again, at 30 carries. 111 yards, 31 carries, 111 yards, both for career highs. Last year, you were in spring camp right before COVID as a wide receiver. All of a sudden, you know, a little bit of a numbers game. They needed an extra running back. You moved to running back, and you have not left that position room. Yeah. Talk about that transition going from wide receiver to running back. And it wasn't completely foreign to you because you had played some running back as a senior at Mullen, right?
Yeah, I had played 1 year of running back, you know, in high school. And, you know, when I transitioned from receiver to running back, you know, with the staff, it was definitely a lot different from, you know, just playing in high school where, you know, you just get told to go a certain way and you just get the ball, you know. So I really had to sit down. I had to learn, and I wanted to, you know, be the best that I could at it. So I really just had to buy into, you know, what they were telling me. And, you know, I just fully believed in them. So I just wanted to do what was best for the team.
I imagine coming into this fall, you had to feel so much more comfortable than last fall. Because at least last year, and I know you guys only played four games, but you were the leading rusher for CSU last year. How big of a difference did that make going from 1 year to the next, and now you come into fall camp knowing and understanding what your role is as a running back?
You know, it feels great, you know, really having that year under your belt, you know, being able to learn. And I get to sit down with, you know, Coach White on a daily, and he has so much knowledge to give me about the position. And, you know, it just keeps me wanting to get better because I want to be great and I want to be as best as I can. And so being able to play running back now is for a whole year now has been great for me.
Yeah. I know it's been a tumultuous year for you as well. You lost your mom to cancer about a little bit over a year ago. You and your mom were really, really close. Talk about that relationship and just how you've been able to kind of pick up those pieces and move on.
Well, you know, as far as my mom, you know, our family is, you know, a really strong unit. So I feel like, you know, once she had passed and, you know, she wouldn't want me to do anything else but, you know, continue to live my life, you know, the way that I love to, and, you know, be able to go and play the game that I love. And I know she enjoyed, you know, seeing me play. And I really, you know, of course I miss her and things are, you know, were really difficult, but just continue to move forward and be the best person that I can.
Yeah, I know she certainly is proud of you right now looking
Appreciate
down.
That.
No question about that. All right, a couple final thoughts before I let you go. You have a tattoo on your right arm. Says Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Colorado with a left arm. Sorry.
Yeah. This
one. There you see the Colorado there. And Coach Adazio's talked about making a push to get Colorado guys because Colorado guys will be vested in the program. Do you take on maybe a little bit extra, I don't know, leadership maybe, or do you kind of carry the flag for a lot of those Colorado guys on this team?
Yeah, I really feel like I do because, you know, we have guys from a lot of different places, but, you know, I do have a, you know, sense of pride, you know, when people ask me where I'm from and I can tell them, you know, I'm just from Denver, you know. I don't have to come from, you know, another state that's known for, like, bigger football players or bigger football, you know, to contribute and be a good player. So I definitely enjoy and love the fact that I'm from Colorado.
I mean, you look at the Colorado guys that are all making contributions. Obviously, you on offense, you have Barry Wesley, who started, I don't know, what, 30-plus games straight at tackle. I know he played a little guard on Saturday. Trey McBride, obviously. You know, the back end of the defense. I mean, even Jack Cowell's kind of a Colorado kid. Henry Blackburn. It's fun for I'm a Colorado native. It's fun for me to watch Colorado guys shine on the big stage. Final thought. I know you still have another year to go, but tell us what you're majoring in and life after football. What's the plans for Ajon Vivens?
Well, I'm majoring in international studies, and my plans for after football is to contribute to some international organization like the United Nations or maybe a World Health Organization, just to figure out ways to better the world and figure out better solutions for things that we're going through.
That's a mature young man right there. Hey, Ajon, it's been a pleasure to watch you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the big game last week. Best of luck in Albuquerque this weekend.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. Ajon Vivens, junior running back from Mullen High School in Denver. We'll take another timeout. We're back on the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show following this on the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for RAMs based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See shelter agents Andrew Goldfarb in Boulder or Robert Connolly or Patrick Samuels in Lakewood.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CB and Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CB and Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Shower Head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
CSU football on your home of the Rams. Power 102.9.
All right, we welcome you back here to CBM Potts, Collindale, Fort Collins. A couple more segments left with the head football coach at Colorado State, head coach Steve Addazio. Rams again coming off that 32-14 win against the defending conference champion Spartans of San Jose State last week. And New Mexico coming up on Saturday evening, 5 p.m. kickoff from University Stadium down in Albuquerque. We'll go on the air with our tailgate show at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. All right, Coach, welcome back. Another impressive young man joining us on the program in Ajon Vivens. And, you know, you listen to some of these guys speak, and I can tell you this, I didn't sound like that when I was a 20, 21-year-old kid. I mean,
right.
He's mature beyond his years.
Yeah, Ajon's a beautiful guy. I mean, he's a wonderful kid and great family and, you know, a proud guy and just a wonderful human being, and that came across loud and clear. And just, you know, you were talking about the wonderful gems that are here in Colorado, you know, and there are. And so important. I just was sitting here listening to you talk, and you lit up about talking about Colorado, and that's why it's so important for us in this program to recruit the state. We've got some really good young players. I mean, I'll forget names, but you know, we got a bunch of young guys here. Sanjay Strickland, who's going to be a fantastic player. McKendie's going to be a fantastic player, and Clay Nanke's going to be a fantastic player. And you know, we've talked about Jack Hall, and you talked about Henry. You know, I mean, you got Ajon. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, and it's just we need to be mining the state, and we need to be able to develop the players from within the state. And I just think that's the way that you build a great sense of pride here. So, you know, we're well aware of that and locked into that and want to continue down that path. And just it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, didn't you when you got hired in December of 19?
Yeah.
You know, obviously the pandemic hit about two months later. But I know you put together your coaching staff, and one of the first things you guys did was, hey, it's time to go introduce ourselves and reintroduce Colorado State football to the Colorado high school football coaches.
Yeah, and the first opportunity we had to go out this year in the bye week, I sent the whole staff scattered out to the state of Colorado. We didn't go off to, you know, wherever. I said, let's just get out locally and let's get around and say hello to the high school coaches, as many as we can. And and we'll, you know, of course, I'll be back on the road for the first time, it seems like, in ever in December. And, you know, the first thing I'm going to do is I have to go see our commits for the early signing period, and I'm going to just constantly weave in throughout the state of Colorado and get to as many high schools as I can. I think that's important. I haven't met all these guys yet, which is really hard to believe because, you know, I will be here 2 years at the point just about when I go out back on the road. So it's kind of crazy. But they've been great.
Right.
You know, usually clinics and stuff, and those have been canceled. So this will be a big year to really get back amongst the – but I think they feel that, you know, we're – putting a special emphasis on the state right now. I think that's the feel in the state, and I hope it is, and it will continue.
Yeah, I mean, because when it's not the feel of those local high school coaches that Colorado State's ignoring us, and then that does lead to problems, and it does lead to coaches maybe pushing their kids to other universities.
Sure.
I mean, that's a big, big key to getting some of the top kids in state to come up to Fort Collins. All right, running a little bit behind, we'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Lobos of New Mexico with head coach Steve Addazio. We're back after this at CBM Potts Collindale, Fort Collins from Learfield to Colorado State Sports Network.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CB and Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CB and Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step, so you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you, or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
See Agent Mary Jackson in Aurora, Chris Maupin in Highlands Ranch, or Socorro Jones in Boulder today.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
CSU football on your home of the Rams, Power 102.9.
All right, welcome back. One final segment here tonight from the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. We're here. CB and Potts, Collindale, as we are each and every Monday night. We'll be back here next Monday night against 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight's show brought to you by Canvas Credit Union. They're proud to be the official credit union of the Colorado State Rams. You can visit them at their CSU branch in the Laurie Student Center to open up an account, or visit them at canvas.org/CSU. All right, Brian Roth, head coach Steve Adazio, back with you. One final segment, Coach. We have about 4 minutes left. New Mexico, you're right back out onto the road taking on the Lobos, and we were kind of talking about it earlier in the show, but Rocky Long is back at New Mexico as the defensive coordinator. Of course, longtime head coach. He was at San Diego State as well, but he plays that 3-3-5 defense, and it's almost like facing Air Force from a defensive point of view is facing the 3-3-5 from an offensive point of view, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's catching on a little bit in the country, but it's just a blitz-a-thon. And it's
can
it's,
I use that?
Yeah.
Blitz-a-thon. That's going to go on the broadcast.
It's constant movement and blitzing and guys everywhere, a little bit unorthodox, and creates a lot of chaos. And that's the, you know, that's the mantra of it, really, that they can hide a lot of different things. And so it creates havoc for teams. They played Texas A&M this year and really did a good job against Texas A&M's run because, you know, if you're not super prepared up front, there are free guys running around and penetration, and that kills run games. So he's a great coach and done a fabulous job everywhere he's been, and he's, you know, he's doing a great job with their defense. And so that'll be a huge challenge for us. I mean, we had a long day today trying to get ready for that, and we're trying to get the kids prepared and teach them how to understand this defense. And so it's challenging for sure.
Colorado State and New Mexico did not play last season. They were supposed to play in the opener on October 24th, and again, it was the shortened season, and man, it was a sign of things to come, unfortunately, when they had to bail because of COVID. So last time the Rams faced the Lobos, 2019, it was down in Albuquerque. CSU came away with a 35-21 win. They have a quarterback transferred from Kentucky. Has put up some pretty good numbers, but dislocated his elbow last week, so we're not sure if you're even going to see him.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. You know, I don't know if that's exactly what he did or didn't do, but, you know, it's his non-throwing arm. I'm sure he'll be ready to go, and whatever. I mean, it's you know, whoever it is who it is. You know, this time of year, people are getting dinged up, so I feel bad for him. It's, you know, I hate to see young men get hurt and anything serious like that.
Yeah, Terry Wilson's his name. It was an elbow, and I was reading in the Albuquerque Journal that they had to pop it back into place.
Wow.
And it took three of the trainers to pop the elbow back into
place.
You got
a lot of information, Brian.
Right.
Holy cow. What are you like? You got secret agents everywhere or something?
No, it's called.
I mean, I didn't hear all this. You got all this information.
Steve, it's called.
I mean, he popped
the
it
internet.
Out. And they used a board and pried it back. Like, holy cow. Wow.
It's called the internet. Yeah.
Is that Google. Happening with our guys? Guys out there telling people, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how the reporter came up with that, but I thought it freaked me out reading it, though.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's real scoop right there. Right.
Final thought. All right, we have about 40 seconds. Can we expect the Rams maybe to get a little healthier on Saturday?
I hope so. You know, I think, you know, right now, well, Vince Picozzi, you know, is out for the season.
Yep.
Our starting left guard. He's going to have surgery on Wednesday. And then David is getting better. He dressed for the game but wasn't able to go. Dante went in for one play. Hopefully we can get something going there. I think they're both on the mend. Exactly where they'll be for this game, I think, remains to be seen still.
Yep, you bet. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
All right, Brian.
All right. Head Coach Steve Adazio, big thank you to him. Big thank you to Ajon Vivens joining us here tonight. Asher Korn, Dave Jensen back at Learfield Master Control. For everybody, Brian Roth saying so long.
From CB and Potts, Collindale, this has been the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.